in the past 2 weeks. That according to petroleum industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. More details at srnnews.com.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard tax and data rates may apply.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Obviously, all eyes on the cloud forecast for the eclipse today. I am cautiously optimistic, even though we'll have a sun and cloud mix, that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The peak at 1:59 p.m. with 86% coverage. Today's high, 81. Risk of showers by late tonight and the overnight hours, low, 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, upper 70s. Rain and thunderstorms Wednesday, a big deal storm system, locally heavy rain, and a severe weather threat as well with a high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Work has resumed on the project to add an additional lane on I-85 South between Midlane and Taylor Road in Montgomery. The barrier wall will be removed by Tuesday morning, and paving operations will begin shortly after. The project is expected to be completed early this summer. A new bill regulating sexually explicit children's books has been filed in the Alabama legislature. HB 425 would prohibit a library from purchasing or accepting donated materials containing sexual content if the publisher of the material has recommended it for minors. Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million vehicles in September, saying the vehicles should be parked outdoors because they risk catching fire, whether the engines were turned on or off. 6 months later, most of these automobiles remain on the road, unrepaired due to a replacement parts shortage. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and everything is working for the first 10 to 12 seconds of the show. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. It is the 8th day of April, a Monday in the year of our Lord, 2024. Today is, the ladies are here, today is Eclipse Day.
Man, I found a new name for us. Today is Eclipse Day. This is very exciting.
Is that the name?
I don't know.
That's what we're
but
calling
I found
it.
Some new funny names. I'll have to text Chris, but it was on Saturday Night Live, and I was like,
for
oh,
me and you?
Crap. Yes.
What funnier than the LOLs?
It's very funny. Oh, dang it. All right, I'm going to go find it in one of the breaks. Anyway,
how come
it is
Scott
Eclipse Day.
Never gets funny names.
Because I'm not funny. I'm not. Y'all
Scott's
are the
funny.
Anchors
no.
of this show.
I've got a name for Scott. And I was just waiting for somebody to ask me what Scott's
is
name is.
Scott's name?
Folgers.
That is wrong.
It's so wrong.
That is really wrong.
It fits today because he's got a little bit of a shadow. I don't think you shaved in a while.
It was a rough weekend.
Peanut stuck to the side of his face.
Still?
And yeah, we're going to have to big sister and get it off.
And
yeah.
He chipped a tooth.
Hey there, chipped a tooth.
I done broke another one of them daggum teeth.
I mean, you broke a tooth and you said to yourself, how did I do that? I couldn't have done it.
I'm already two teeth down. That's
tell everybody the lamest story ever of how you chipped your tooth.
Eating sour straw candy.
Out of whose candy basket?
From Mac's Easter basket.
I don't know any adults that eat candy like at home.
Did Kara get Laney?
You do when it's Easter. Do you eat candy at home when it's Halloween?
No.
Because it's there.
Maybe.
He bring in a bag of Reese's Cup things
that
the other
was,
day?
That is to the office.
Oh, cool.
And that was just
know any
for you.
Adults who eat just for me.
It was just for you. I've actually had one. But I was at this very fancy store called the Dollar Tree.
Yes.
And I saw those
nice.
Eggs and I said, I am going to splurge that dollar. It's $1.25 now. The Dollar
really?
Tree is not
get
the dollar
our candy
store.
For next
are they,
year.
Are
Allison.
They going to change the sign to the $1.25 store?
They haven't.
They should.
And those 25 cents add up fast.
That is false advertising.
Yeah. It's Bidenflation.
It's like Dollar General's okay because is it a dollar? Well, generally.
I've never thought about that. That's good.
It's generally close to it. It's generally a bunch of dollars.
Generally adds up very fast. Mm. Sky, how are you today?
You good?
Rocking right along on Muddy. Looking forward to the eclipse today.
Are you really?
And the national championship, Sky.
That's over now.
You know. Basketball was over Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah. I believe my team's to my pick. Purdue still in it.
Me too.
I hope they beat the snot out of UConn. I really do.
I'm so tired of Danny Hurley.
Yeah.
I could just punch him in the face.
I think
that's very ungodly of me.
And I don't know if they're going. I think UConn might win.
They're predicted to win. They're I forget the numbers now. I think it's 6-point favorite.
I really need them to play. I'm a big fan of Matt Painter.
I thought Bama played really, really well. I mean, the score was not representative of how the game went.
Look, with six minutes to go, Bama had a chance. It was a matter of who was going to go on a run. Okay.
Right.
And Bama
we had the back and forth runs, and then they went on the last run, and we kept just trying to get there a little bit. But,
That was a great team. Great effort. Way to finish strong. And just
year. I'm happy with going to the Final Four. I mean, Auburn may not go to the Final Four again for a while.
I'm leaving.
So, yeah. What do you think about Bruce Pearl to Kentucky?
Yeah, I am going to riot and burn things. Metaphorically, of course.
Burn it down, Allison.
All our lives matter.
I'm out.
But he, started at my alma mater, Tennessee, and I loved him there. Mm-hmm. Then he did something sketch, and I can't quite remember what it was.
He did NIL deals early.
Well, he was just cutting edge.
That's a nice way to put it.
They were all doing it,
and he just got caught.
They
all are still.
Everybody does.
But his
still
was some sort of it. Family came over to the house and...
Something stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you always think, why is it they bust these programs for... We're back to the cup of coffee, the de minimis stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's the programs that have bags of cash, and then these coaches gets busted for you weren't supposed to buy them a hamburger, or when they visit, they're not supposed to be able to partake of the Subway sandwiches they had out on the table. It's usually nonsense.
They sold their school books, Scott. Remember that? They sold their school books and they kept the money.
But we love Coach Pearl because, I mean, he goes in the student section, he takes his shirt off and acts like a crazy man. Who doesn't love that? But then Connor, my oldest.
Pearl's wife.
No, I bet she loves it. If you're married to that man.
She's a babe, by the way.
Her heavy set husband has got his shirt off in the student section, I promise. Wives say stuff like, that t-shirt's not long enough for you.
I think it makes it funnier.
We do say
it makes
that
it better.
Because it's not long enough for you.
But Connor told me the other day that he was in the library, which I was like, what?
Well, there was a girl there.
Well, no. So he said he was in the library. He said it was like 2 a.m.
What?
I think he was lying.
Very studious.
A lady friend? Snacks?
No, but see, this is what happened.
He said
he had his...
at 2 a.m.
That's what he said, because let me get to the point. He said, now this could be a whole story, but it involves Bruce Pearl.
Okay. Oh.
So we could get Coach Pearl to call and tell us if it was true or not. He said, I was sitting there and I was studying. And he had his AirPods in and he was just looking down and he got a tap on the shoulder. And it was Coach Pearl that was going around the library and he was giving students a donut and an apple juice box.
No, he wasn't.
How cute is that?
I want that.
So Connor was like, I said, did you not take a picture? He said, no, he moved on really fast because he was just trying to get everybody. And I said, did you drink your juice box? He said, yeah. And he ate his donut.
It probably tasted better because Brucey gave it to him.
How cute is that?
That really is.
That's really kind.
That is good.
He is super connected with the students.
Wow.
Chris and I were having a conversation about that this weekend on that future video series we're going to do that we haven't done yet. And if all coaches were like him, and we are happy here, but if all coaches or more coaches were like Bruce, that were exactly what they said they were on the trail, ended up actually caring about their kids and loving the kids around them, so that when you do Tiger Walk with your basketball coach into a football game, and everybody loves them, you're like, that's the kind of person I want leading my kids.
And your kids,
and
the kids love them.
I can promise you, it is just like a politician. Mostly, that's not real. Anywho,
Bruce. It's the recruiting story. It was the, golly, what was the joke? Sky will remember it. It's where somebody, they're unsaved and they die and they are, so they go to Hades. They're not dead yet. That's what it is. The devil calls them for a visit.
Oh.
So they get in the elevators. They go down. The door open. Beautiful golf course, clubhouse, beautiful ladies. Everything's just nice. It's like you're living in one of the nicest places ever. And they visit a couple of times, and, hey, you'll like it here. Your friends will be here. It's going to be awesome. And then he actually dies back in the elevator, doors open, hot flames, terrible, exactly like it's supposed to be. And he's like, you know, what is this? What happened? That was the recruiting process.
Yeah. It's true.
Now you're on the
team.
That
is painfully true.
And that is, I think it's very true in a lot of places.
And I think we are, you know, talking about NIL and Bruce doing it early at Tennessee, along with Steve Forbes, who is at Wake Forest, another great guy. But I think that part of the situation, and I know today's not the day for that conversation, but there is some onus on the coaches for giving the golf course view and then inviting them back into hell without telling them and without travel people also prepping them for, this is what it's going to be really like.
Right.
It's not what you think it is. And very little of that happens. But anyway, I am for Purdue. I love Matt Painter. I think Edie is hilarious. And what can you do against that?
Right.
But I just need somebody to beat the Hurleys. I'm tired of him. Did you see him getting off the bus going to play Alabama?
I have no clue what y'all are talking about.
He did the, like, gang, and I'm like, dude, you're a grown man.
And he's not very gang. It's
you're like, not very gang. Like, and your facial expressions look like Jim Carrey during the game.
Oh, yes, that is him.
Oh my gosh.
That is Folger. And
which one? Is
Mr.
that
Hurley.
Funny when you sent us or the one you sent? Okay.
Yeah, with the little kid. He's like new to the hood.
Okay, look.
Again, Dab. Scott. You did like some karate chop.
You know he would. It's the white dab.
But I'm curious. So what, totally unrelated, but what were your thoughts when North Carolina lost?
We're not sad. We're not sad. We keep our, we have some of our North Carolina stuff put away. We frame jerseys. It was a God experience, but...
Oh, y'all got to keep your jerseys from North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? Because Mary didn't get her Florida stuff. They never,
look,
they never came in the box.
See, now the whole worm, the can of worms thing is... Uh-huh. But I think you have a whole lot of great people on the staff. I think you have a machine. But I do think that you have... there's just so many things I can't say yet.
But you got a glimpse
into, it's kind of like when you ran for office.
You got a glimpse behind the curtain. And it is very ugly. And it is, there are some great people that we will love forever. And it was a God thing. He did that. He allowed it. However, when you see the dark side of the moon, you go, oh. And so then what do? Are you going to just stay and be miserable and wait for your turn 3 years out and hope for the best? Or are you going to go, you know, here's what I really want, and it clarifies things for you. And but I am not sad that they lost. I will always love those colors. I still have my T-shirt. But it was very eye-opening. And I would love someday, as you and I have talked about, to help people down the road know what's really coming. And so you're prepared for it. But it was awesome, but we're not for them anymore. We're Blazers, and we're proud to be
where we are. They did so well this year.
Really proud. Absolutely cannot say enough good about Andy Kennedy and those guys. I can't. But it was an opportunity, but it was an eye-opening experience. The recruiting trail starting during COVID, all the people that we talked to, the things that are left over. But they all made him who he is today, and that's what that's what I'm proud of. I'm proud of the friendships. I'm proud of the family relationships. I'm proud of all of that. But to see it firsthand, it is exactly like running for office.
So I'm jumping around, but I've got a question. If Bruce Pearl is potentially going to Kentucky, where's he go? Where's Calipari going?
Probably retiring.
Well, he may retire.
He may have been nicely asked to retire.
Do you think Kentucky would go after Nate Oates?
I think it's possible.
Do you think he would leave?
Indiana.
I just wasn't can't Indiana see Nate Bruce Pearl leaving. Like, I think he loves us.
As long as Nate Oates has kids,
I think he wants to be married to us forever.
I think he does too. But I think as long as when we were on the trail, Nate said that he told his girls they can finish school there. Now, if you offer them $50 million, that may change where you go to school.
Well, $50 million, the girls can go to school wherever.
Yeah, but we're blessed in this state to have genuinely good basketball coaches and good men.
The kids seem to like the programs.
Yes.
And then that's what different programs can do. Certain programs can just go out and get the best players, and then the environment doesn't matter. They've got the best players, and they beat people that way. They may not win the national championship. Then you get other programs where it is a family. I'm sure there's warts, but those are the programs who get more out of less talent.
Right. That's right. That's it right there.
And then you get the programs who have less talent, and it's still toxic, and that's why they're never good.
That's right.
And then the more frustrated they are.
Look at Matt Painter. That's why I'm for him tonight, is those boys love him. He gets a lot out of those
kids. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the way go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. located near Baptist East. Call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. The train wreck has returned. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate it.
All aboard. I'm done express.
There is so much stuff to do. Amy Beth Shaver, you were out speaking in the show. Oh, wait a minute. The Shoals area. Also known as Muscle Shoals.
Muscle Shoals. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Shoals Republican Club this weekend, mm-hmm. and I wanted to thank David Black and the members for having me. Mm-hmm. I met a couple of people that we need to have on the show.
I like that movie where he was a Mexican wrestler.
I like that too.
It was good.
So I just met some really cool people.
Jack Black.
Oh, so confused.
The sheriff up there is a boss, and he is doing some really great things that honestly the rest of the state needs to hear about. Like putting signs in front of closed down drug houses. I mean, like the things that he's doing are in your face. They're hilarious. I think I took a picture of it. Just amazing. So, and then I met a senator and a representative, and then the guy who was the fastest crossing the U.S. He's in the Smithsonian. He's from the Shoals.
Really?
Yes. And then Max Fisher, who told the story of what's going on in Israel and Hamas. Absolutely unbelievable. We need to get him on. He's with the West Virginia Family Foundation. Pictures on his phone. He is Jewish. His father started the Holocaust Museum.
Okay.
A co-founder. Anyway, and the other thing I have to thank is my pastor, Rich Lusk, because number one, he is on fire preaching the word of God. Okay. We talked about pastors on Friday.
We did.
I would like to thank him for being who he is. They are hosting Pastor John Amunchuku.
Oh, really?
I almost got that. Amunchuku tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Are y'all coming?
We're doing an event at my church, and I am so excited for everybody to meet Rich. And eventually he's coming on the show. I just have to get around to ask him.
Okay.
And then the last thing is that Allison and I, thanks to Allison Sinclair at 1819 News, have stepped in it with what's going on with vile sex stuff in our children. She posted about it or wrote an article about it. We are continuing to hear from our leaders. People are sending the garbage directly to leadership. But what I find interesting is that they're still trying to defend to say, well, we didn't know it was there. Or we're sorry that it was there. Like their excuses are like, I don't even know. I can't be gross. I don't want to be as gross as the material.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I get it. It's hard to keep up with all the stuff that comes through our kids, especially now with technology. Things can change
In a second. And somebody could have sold you a program and you don't know that it's on there. I understand that. That is my husband speaking. I'm still going, really.
But.
Do you know, if it could show up in a second, it can be removed in a second.
That is right, sir.
And here's the thing. I got texts this weekend, you know, Allison, the so-and-so school board isn't the enemy. The so-and-so school board isn't whatever. And I'm like.
So who is?
I said. Here's the deal. These people either put their name in a hat to have that position, or in Shelby County, they were elected. They ran. Mm-hmm. We elect you to know these things. We elect you to represent us. We appoint you.
That's what representing is. It's doing the work I can't do. That's what an elected official, a House member, they are supposed to be doing that work so that I don't have to do it.
That's
the representative republic.
And you asked to be there. You know,
yes,
you
and
asked.
You said, I'm going to do all this. I'm going to fight for you. I mean, who's looking at the materials? That's the point.
And the problem with the material is it belongs in a biology textbook. We should have never invited sex ed in the school to teach in a creepy classroom with a creepy teacher in like 6th, 7th, or 8th grade and pretend that like that needed to happen when it should have happened at home or with the church. Boys and girls separate. And I am speaking of that because that's what I did. I went in and talked in high schools across the country about character and sex education and abstinence, actually. But the books and the garbage that are in our on our kids' Chromebooks, given to them by their county schools, by their city schools, by schools that parents have told my husband, oh no, we go to so-and-so school, we're safe. Absolutely, no, you are not safe. And so we want to know who put this on there. There's got to be a forensic audit of this. Who actually approved this? And then from there, okay, so maybe you didn't know, but like Allison said, why didn't you know? And why are we the ones that have to know that now we're going to forward you such disgusting stuff that it could have gotten you arrested back in the day for having it on your phone because it's porn. It's literal porn, and it's on our kids' computers, and y'all act like we're not the enemy. Are you kidding me? I'm asking you to please stop gaslighting and just say, I am sorry that was on here. Here is what I'm going to do to fix it. That is the only okay response.
Yeah, I think, so I put together a document of all these examples that people have sent me from around the state that are on their laptop, these Sora apps or Epic app. And then included a few from the different, like, young adult, which is, like, 12 to 17 years old, in libraries around the state. I wonder if we can post it on, once I finish it, if we can post it on our website, Scott?
Mm-hmm, we sure could.
So y'all can go look, but I'm compiling it to send to several legislators, and it's hard for me to even send. And they want like these 8 to 17 year olds to have access to this. And it's going to be difficult for me to send. And I finally am at the point because I'm hearing that these legislators want to, instead of banning this material through high school, they want to lower it to 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter is a freshman. And I'm thinking I'm going to take her to these legislators' offices and have them read to her and show her the photos. Of what is on these computers. And if they can do that, then you vote to keep this
crap. Knock yourself out.
Yeah. I volunteered. I told Allison I'd check Molly out. We could do
it. They can't do it. They couldn't read it to me.
Right.
There's no way. It is that bad.
I hope not. I really hope they're not. There's some creepers down there.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you that this will mess a kid up. So ultimately, you have to ask the question, what's the point? And the point is to sow seeds of sexual chaos, to sow seeds of disaster, to disrupt the family, to make this normal. Mm-hmm. So that ultimately, in the end, anything
Can
goes.
Can I say this real quick?
Say it.
There is one book that describes in detail a very graphic, incestual sex scene.
It is
so disturbing.
Well,
so disturbing, y'all.
So the legislature wants to, ninth graders can read it, but not eighth graders. Goodness gracious. We'll be back. Secret pain.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, to great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist, and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores, or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail? What you need to know is, in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting gojustblinds.com.
At ASE Credit Union Financing, your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight, and the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Actually, if you go to 1819news.com, you can check out Amy Beth Shaver's opinion piece, The Stealth Agenda, Coming from Your Child's School-Issued Chromebook. It's a very good piece, and it's got links to the things that you might or might not want to see or know about. And I know people have asked, you know, why do y'all seem so obsessed on this library, this school book stuff? Because I don't think it's anybody else's job. Let me rephrase that. I don't think it's a parent's job to teach some of these things to their kids, because some of this stuff is stuff you just, there's no good reason to know these things.
Some of these things, I'm 45 and I had never
heard of.
Right? Yes.
Well, y'all just explained to me off the air something that I didn't know what it was or what the purpose was, and what I thought it might be by just guessing was inaccurate. And I'm like, what the crap? There is no need for that in the history of man.
There's someone you can call.
I mean, you do, don't you? You're right, though. There's just no reason at all that, like, between your spouse, you're going, what's that?
I don't know.
But they're with a straight face putting this at the feet of our children, and they're not able to handle it.
It's evil at the feet of adults.
Evil.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It is wrong. It is not good. It is not wholesome. It is not, there's nothing positive about it, even telling adults about it. But to tell the children about it, and then for the legislature, some of them, to say, well, no, we'll allow our high schools to. I don't want anyone telling my college age kids about some of this stuff, because there are things that you just don't. I remember years ago, I used to work in the consulting business. I actually did some work with geology, et cetera. And there was a guy that was about my age, and he begins to tell this story to a group of guys who were like at lunch or dinner or whatever of something he had seen. I didn't even see it. But I can't forget the story. Mm. And there was nothing positive about that story, but I still remember it. I'm still like, just makes my face cringe to think about the story. So, I mean, it's one of those things. There's some things that we just don't, there's nothing good about it.
Here's the problem, and I am today years old learning this. Mm-hmm. The problem is that 11 is the average age that a child is first exposed to porn.
11.
94% of children will see porn by the age of 14. We are not just talking about porn that they're going to stumble across at a spend the night party or on their phone. We're talking about porn that the state has handed to them. But here's the real problem.
Let's also talk to all the people who don't really get it, because I did not get it. And we talked about this off the air the other day, and I don't think we talked about it on the air. Maybe we did. We're not talking about pictures of naked ladies.
No, sir, we're not talking about your grandpa's or your uncle's or your buddy's Playboy shoved at the bottom of their great basement. We're not talking about that.
Because I remember when there was a distinction between, Playboy and some of the other publications.
Yes,
you were like, whoa, that over there. And that over there, the second publication I'm talking about that was a little more graphic.
Yes.
That would be fantastic compared to what this is.
Correct. That's right.
This is down to as detailed as you can possibly imagine with multiple folks, right?
And you're saying this, and I didn't even show you the pictures.
No, do not.
Let me just promise you, we will not show you the pictures. But then it backs up. You've got two things, because here's the problem. Number one, they've been at this for years, and we're still like, I just don't know if I should get involved. Right. This is why you should get involved. But here's what porn does, and this is why this matters. Mm-hmm. We are looking at a culture in chaos. I'm going to take the 1,000-foot view.
Okay.
But 47% of families in the U.S. report that porn is a problem in their home. It increases marital infidelity by more than 300%. So we are raising kids, if they see this, we are mm-hmm. raising them to think not only is it not normal, but they think this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
We are raising them not to be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when have we ever needed, we need the foundation of a family mm-hmm. now more than ever. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at rates of divorce right now, and there's some say 50% of, I don't know, mm-hmm. I haven't drilled
down
to the numbers.
It's been 50% forever, so it's got to be way more than that.
But if you look at that, and then you're handing this to them at a very young age, and I know that our brains are, they're able to be restored and redeemed, but porn is addictive. It's as addictive as cocaine. That mm-hmm. center in the brain lights up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you skew it out, the one thing when I was writing this piece that really bothered me is you're asking kids to look at this in school and pretend that their biology and their functions just shouldn't work when they're at school. We're asking them to pretend that they're not who God made them to be. And so things aren't going to happen when they're at school like they would at home.
Right.
But then you look at the rate of sexual assault cases that have happened over the last 10 years. And this has really increased over the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
on the school campus. You're mm-hmm. not telling me that some of that doesn't have an effect? Think about the Prattville kid who was doing something at school last year.
Gosh, I forgot about that.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, we'll talk about the Prattville kid. We don't know anything about him. We don't know him.
I don't know him.
You can say it's anywhere. But if we as a society goes into an elementary school, a junior high or high school, and says, and you know what they say, this is normal, this is good, this is positive, this is awesome, this is how it works, because some of this is boys and girls together and boys, and it's like, this is normal, this is good, this is normal, this is good, this is normal, this is good, and then it happens at school, and we go, oh my gosh, it's assault, I'm offended. Mm. I'm like, you just spent the last years telling them that this is good, you should, it's awesome, express yourself. And now it's negative.
You can't have it both ways.
Mm. Well, that's what they want.
That's genius.
And that is what they're doing to children. And is, look, everybody out there, especially men, know of some story or something they saw or whatever that they can't forget about. And somebody call me and tell me how they want children in the schools, I don't care if it's all the way to high school or not, that they want them subjected to that so that they can have the same memories. And they may run across it. They may hunt for it themselves. They may find it on the internet themselves. But that is still different than me as a taxpayer or me as an adult being the one that says, hey, look at this. That is just wrong. And like what we're saying to Allison, and we were saying during the break, you know, there have been billions of people born. People figured out how to have families and multiple children without knowing the stuff that is being presented to kids these days. Come on. Really? Yeah.
I mean, I just want to implore our legislators, our education, Board of Education members, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
you will be held accountable for what you allow in front of our kids. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a believer, someday you're going to have to answer to God what you didn't shut down.
If you're not,
you're
still going to get to answer to God.
And if you're not, mm-hmm. you'll still answer to God.
Mm-hmm.
But let it be a motivator, like thinking about putting this in front of, go to the parents
and
say,
I'm sorry. Do y'all remember
when
they told us we were going to have sex ed so that kids wouldn't get STDs and wouldn't get pregnant?
Yeah.
And so after they started it, we have more people pregnant and more disease. So it seems like it did the opposite. Those people should not be listened to. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Last night,
you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carol's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are powered by 1819 News. My goodness gracious, we got to get out to some phone calls. P. Eisen Ivey's got some info on the eclipse. P. Eisen, I really thought Professor Democritus might, you know, give us some scientific data, but we'll find out what the governor's office is saying. P. Eisen Ivey, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my update. We did get with Professor Democritus. And we got NASA ready. We have got sun with them.
And we are taking the state legislature over near Buffalo, Texas, where the red heifer was born, because for 4 minutes, we are going to allow them to see the future repercussions of the actions that they are taking with their Senate bills and House bills that they are passing today. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
They are going to get to see what happens when they don't stop the secrecy of the English language department's curriculum that parents can't see. They are going to get to see what happens as the welfare money is required for the gambling that they pass. They're going to see, and we call this the, future repercussions of establishing allowable NAID-like structuring. Freaks. and not only that, I got to see some of this future stuff. And when they do ethics, when they change the ethics commission, it will make the future creation of the catch legislators enriching personal property by the trajectory of ownership subversively. Klepto. We're going to see what money they are enriching themselves with. But there are some positives. We will move above Puerto Rico with our education by passing the CHOOSE Act. Isn't that wonderful?
That's so awesome, so yes.
Keep your heads up. You know, now there will be, even though Charles I didn't get to tell you about it, a whole lot of money fees from attorneys from HB 231, because you cannot tie the hands of employers or employees when it comes to labor relations because of the federal government. And if you attempt to do so, you will find yourself in the court. But y'all have a wonderful day, and thank you for taking my Eclipse update.
Thank you, Poe Eyes and Ivy. We appreciate
special.
It. That was very, very good. Very good stuff.
Freaks.
What time is the eclipse?
I don't even know.
The eclipse begins today at 12:33 p.m. locally. It will end at 3:20, and the peak, approximately 87% totality, at 1:59 p.m. That's about 2 o'clock.
That's our
time. Thanks, Sky. Yes.
What do we do or not do, Sky?
Don't look directly at it, please.
Let me make that
abundantly clear. Don't look
what
at it.
What happens if you do? Do your eyeballs fall out?
You're
going to
burn your retinas out. That's what you're
going
to do.
Sky, can really? I let my dogs out, or do I need to keep them in?
No, keep them in. Mm-hmm. And don't throw the ball. Then they look up and they die. Yeah.
The animals are not dumb enough to look at it the whole time.
I think I'm going to come to your house with my dogs.
What if all the squirrels, you can't bring them all in?
Blind squirrels.
This is how the phrase was born.
They're all like,
that's why he finally found a nut.
That's right. You got it.
They're jumping out. Bop. You just hear a plop, 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 plop.
So, oh boy.
So where did you get my mindset? My info says the eclipse begins at 11 o'clock. No, that would be East. No, 12. 1 o'clock our time. You said 12:30. I don't know.
It begins at 12:33.
So the very
Montgomery,
first little
Alabama
segment. Okay. Montgomery.
Yes.
Y'all should be about the same as us, considering where the pathway is.
Yeah, you can count on that. Those numbers.
So 2 o'clock is the peak.
Yes.
1:59, Scott.
Yes, that's true. I want to make sure. And do you really go more blind looking at the eclipse than you do just staring into the bright sun? Is that a wives' tale?
No, it's true. It's complicated, but when that sun comes back out from behind the moon, it's unbearable.
Really? It's almost like the sun's closer than they say it is, because 93 million miles, it shouldn't matter much.
You know what you really don't want to be on right now? Is that during the eclipse is a Boeing jet.
Oh my.
Don't be on one of those.
Yikes. Bad day to fly, man. Bad day to fly.
Don't fly. Sky, can you really take a cereal box and look through it and see the
eclipse?
I think you got to have the pen in the box and the
pen?
The shadow.
You can also use a college.